Days, soft, rock, warm. 101.3 in our Fashionista is Joan Lincoln. And today you're talking about the Pink Purse Challenge because it's Women's History Month. Tell me what that is.
It is. You know, I get a monthly newsletter sent to me from the creator of Women Ties. So, you know, being an entrepreneur is a lifestyle, you know, and our strong network bond of supporting each other is what makes it all happen. You know, it makes us equals Women's Ties. You know, pink usually is equated to, you know, women. So, you know, we're just asking through the month of March during Women's History Month and International Women's Day is March 8th. That you fill as many women's purses with money as possible. So small business owners, restaurant owners, hire women. You know, it's just a focus on supporting your local, you know, women.
So purchased things from, you know, women-owned businesses, obviously hire women to work in this, you know, the business, whatever it is. Yeah, things like that.
Yep. So just the month of March, you know, focus on small business, whether you buy like a commercial product or a service, you know, just support your female business owners, you know, during this time, especially with COVID. You know, we're a strong contingency here in Rochester, you know, women-owned businesses, but, you know, it's called, you know, living this, you know, pink purse mission, you know, the challenge of just focusing on women is just really appreciated every day.
And believe me, everybody can use the help, but we know that women-owned businesses can use the help, probably especially during COVID times. I mean, in normal times, yes, but especially during COVID times. You've been able to hang on, man. I'm telling you, with Panache, and I'm so happy that you've been able to do it. Because you've been in business there. How long have you been in business there at Brighton Commons? About 10, 12 years?
I'm working on my 11th year, so thank you very much, Rochester and the greater Rochester area.
So the Pink Purse Challenge, it's Women's History Month. All right, Joan, thanks.